It's time now for the Prescott Palette with your host, Barry Barb. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
The Prescott Palette Scholarship, provided by Elgato Azul and Gato Community Gives, is available to full and part-time students pursuing an education in culinary, visual, performing arts, and education. Scholarships up to $5,000 will be awarded for the second year. Applications can be found online at elgatoazulprescott.com/scholarships. The application deadline has been extended to April 30th. Only applications mailed to the address indicated will be accepted. For more information, the Prescott Palette Scholarship at elgatoazulprescott.com/scholarships.
All you need to move ahead is a college that works with you. Yavapai College has degree and certificate programs that can fast-track you for the job you want, with schedule options that work with your busy life. The step you take now can secure your future. Take it. Sometimes a classroom or a learning lab is the best way out of the box. YC has classes and certificates in the most sought-after trades. Visit Yavapai College online at yc.edu/admission to register today.
Here's a shout out to my good friend Rukini and her crew of Allen's Flowers and More, where they've been creating beauty and delivering happiness since 1914. Located at 1095 East Gurley Street in Prescott, Allen's is your one-stop shop for all your floral and gift needs for any occasion. Weddings, anniversaries, birthdays, or to send a pick-you-up bouquet. Allen's features a wide selection of unique gifts, cards, truffles, as well as convenience of a drive-through pickup window and flower happy hour. Allen's Flowers and More, 1095 East Gurley, 445-5131, or on the web at allensflowers.com. Welcome to the Prescott Palette, where we're going behind Prescott's culinary, visual, and performing arts, and everything in between. Okay, I love this story. Okay, I love what my guests today are the owners of the Back Alley Cheese Bar. If you like cheese, you got to go there. We're going to talk about that. But first, my guests today are Tiana Costello and Kristen Rossello. Did I get that right?
You did. Nailed it.
I'm so proud of myself.
Two for two.
How you doing?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for having us,
Barry. Oh, my pleasure. All right, so we sat down last week for the newspaper article. Yeah. And have you had a lovely response from that?
We have.
I've had a lovely response from it.
Yes.
We have. We've had a lot of folks come in saying, we saw you in the paper. We had to check it out.
And I'll tell you why it is because I love you. I think people like stories of people, the first business, who have been in, you know, none of us are young, so
right.
to speak, you know. And, you know, you've been, now Tiana, you've been in the industry for how long?
Since I was 12, so.
What was your first job at 12?
My mom bought her first restaurant when I was 12.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you grew up in the business?
Yes.
And you're
yes.
still doing it?
Yes.
So my kids all fled.
Well, I took a nice 15-year break.
Yeah, yeah. So what kind of restaurant was it?
It was a breakfast and lunch place called Mom's Cafe.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
And so did you do dishes and all that kind of
stuff? No, I was the waitress. And I was.
Oh, really?
My mom woke me up at 4:30 in the morning. And I was a very unpleasant little teenager.
Really?
Yes.
That might explain a lot of things. Now
it does.
Now that story. So were you in Seattle?
Yeah, we were in Washington.
Washington? Mm-hmm. And then, if I recall last week, you mentioned you were managing a nightclub there.
Yeah, after the restaurant closed, I went to the Art Institute of Seattle and got my degree in music business and started working in okay. clubs.
So what type of clubs were there? What kind of music clubs were there?
Punk rock, mostly.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Yeah, punk rock, grunge, metal. Yeah.
So did you book the bands and stuff like that, or what did you do?
No, I was the GM, so I did all the bookkeeping. I handled all operations, all ordering, and contracts for all the bands and all the staffing.
That doesn't sound like a small job.
No, it was not.
Did you like it?
I loved it. That was a time in my life where I didn't count the hours I worked.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So then you moved to Prescott. When did you move to Prescott?
I moved to Prescott in 2008.
With one child in tow, is that correct?
Yes. She was 3 months old.
No way.
Yes.
You moved to Prescott with a 3 month old.
I drove to Prescott
from Seattle
with a 3 month old.
Wow. So family here?
Yep, my mother and my brother lived here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so once you hit Prescott, what were you doing?
I was doing bookkeeping for the club in Seattle still and okay. the contracts. And then I was doing private bookkeeping for people who lived here.
Okay. Then you were at the Raven Cafe? Is that
yep,
where you were?
Yep, for 3 years as the GM.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen, you've been in Prescott for how long now?
Since 99.
And you also kind of grew up in the food and beverage industry, did you not?
I mean, I did. I started working as soon as I could. I did go back to Maryland for a little bit. That's where the majority of my family lives.
Okay.
And I had a couple restaurant jobs there as well. But my sisters preceded me here and bartended downtown and kind of set the example for me. I followed right in their footsteps. Well,
so did you do, so you've done front of house and bartending as well, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep. I have done pretty much everything in the restaurants you can imagine.
Okay. So here's the thing. So both of you have been in restaurants for a fair amount of time, and you know the challenges of running a business. You know the challenges of owning, well, you don't yet, of owning a business, but you see it. And yet you decide to open a business. So I know this kind of came out because you were working, over at Back Alley Wine Bar.
Yes, I'm on my fourth year at Back Alley Wine Bar.
With Sherry Shaw.
Yes.
We love Sherry Shaw, by the way. Hello, Sherry. How are you? So tell us how this all came out, that you two acquired the Back Alley Cheese Bar, which had only been open, what, like maybe a year or 2 years?
Yeah, it was a year. It opened on Acker Night. Okay. Yeah, the year before. Sherry laid a beautiful foundation. She had a really great idea for a European cheese shop and wanted to provide food to her bar. And she got it up and running. And
now, you got to explain to people, they don't know where it is. The Back Alley Wine Bar is actually in the alley of Whiskey Row.
Correct.
And the Cheese Bar is across the alley.
In the old Firehouse Plaza.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they're not like right next door to each other.
No, but we can see each other's doors. We are directly across from each other.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So, Karen, sorry.
No, so she had laid this great foundation, and she, you know, she's been very successful at the wine bar, and it was just taking a lot from her to try to be in both places and to do the best job needed. And so she offered it to me.
And you said?
I said, I need to think about that. Yeah. 24 hours later, I said yes.
And then you coerced this person to come
along actually went to Kristen because I was in a panic mode about what did I just do.
Yeah, now how did you two meet? How did you guys know each other?
We met in the Birdcage.
Okay.
Yeah. I do open mic with Andrew Deering at the Back Alley Wine Bar every Tuesday.
Okay.
And when we're done, we need some wind down time. And Kristen was bartending every Tuesday. So we would go and see her, and we became fast friends, the three of
us.
Nice.
Okay. So she comes to you, Kristen, and asks you, what do you think when this happens?
Well, I'll tell you what I thought before this ever happened. And that was that I would never own a restaurant in my life.
Yep.
After working in them, managing them, kind of working every facet of them, there was no way you could have told me I would take that on.
Right.
But when Tiana came to me and told me what she was thinking about doing, honestly, we just exchanged this look, and she said, do you want to do this with me? And I said, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I do. I do want to do this with you. And full disclosure, she said, you know, we're going to buy the Back Alley Cheese Bar. And I said, well, I've never been in there. Last time
you're in the Birdcage across the alley from Fire Plaza.
And the last time I had been in there was when it was Biff's Bagels.
Oh my gosh, you've been there for a long time. Oh my God, I love Biff's. I miss those bagels.
I know.
Remember all the dogs on there?
Told Tiana when I was in middle school at Mile High, the thing to do was go over to Biff's for a bagel.
Yeah.
That's just what I did at 12 years old. I think that I would
be in that space.
In that space running a restaurant. But it was exciting. It was really exciting. And from the moment that we talked about it and made that decision, it was just, it felt meant to be. Felt like it was what we should be doing. It felt like all of our experience and time that we've put into this industry was finally
paying off.
It was getting us, you know, like Tiana said, this is a beautiful foundation that Sherry Shaw has laid for us, and a wonderful opportunity, and really set us up for success to take this over. And it's exciting to be in charge of something, put our own flair and flavor into it.
The first time, then you go like, uh-oh.
Right. Well, and, you know, I've had other businesses and, you know, I also have a cleaning company that I've been running the last almost 2 years. And that's all well and good and it's great and it's fun, but this is something that I knew we were just going to be great at.
It's kind of like, you know, buying your first home or your first apartment or anything. You when you walk into your own business for the first time, you put the key in and you walk in, you're like, this is really cool. You know, so how apprehensive were you once you started? You go like, oh, shouldn't have done this. You've been kind of full on, no issues. Like,
oh no, we had a full on panic attack about 24 hours later.
We kept calling each other going, are you okay? Are you all right? And it's like, well, I've had this panic attack for the third time this morning, but we were both going through it. You know,
there'll be plenty of them, so don't worry about it. There'll be plenty as you go along. So tell us a little bit about exactly what the Back Alley Cheese Bar is, because it's more than a cheese shop, i.e. a European cheese shop.
Yeah, I mean, that's the real feel of it. Mm-hmm. It's cheeses that you can't find somewhere else.
So this is not like stuff you find at Safeway and Fry's and stuff like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So quickly, can you name me five cheeses that you have in there? And is it cheese or cheeses?
Oh, several cheeses.
It's cheeses?
Yes.
It's like deer, but it's cheeses?
Yes.
Cheese, okay. I just want to make sure. So I was writing up the other day, I'm going, is it actually cheese or cheeses? Anyways, so anyways, five, real quick.
Moody Blue, which is a smoked blue cheese.
Okay.
Mango Ginger Stilton.
I got to get some.
Cinder Block Smoked Cheddar.
Barely Buzzed is going to be my favorite.
Barely Buzzed,
okay,
which is,
more.
And Smoked Gouda.
There you go. This all sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So is there like, I guess my question is, when you open a cheese shop in a town the size of Prescott, why are people coming to you guys? Like, I mean, besides, because my thing is like, I'll have to, like, people talk about this today. I'll go somewhere, have a piece of cheese. Like, it sounds silly. We're talking about cheese in a way. It does almost, but it's not. But, you know, we'll go and I'll have a charcuterie board somewhere. I'm going, I really like that green cheese, but I have no idea what it is. And 9 times out of 10, unfortunately, the server doesn't know what it is either. So you've talked about people have cheese, someone you find it for them?
Yes. We get that a lot. People will come in and say, for example, that ginger mango Stilton, this woman had it in Cottonwood and could not get her hands on it anywhere. And she kept coming in and asking me, and I finally found it and brought it in. And I think there's been a few others.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I have a regular who comes in. Her husband loves our caramelized onion cheddar. Well, they would take seasonal trips to California. She was just in the Redwoods. For her to get a pound of it was $70, and she's on a 15-hour drive to get it. And her poor husband just loves to put it on his pizza on the weekends. So
that's hysterical.
She was so
that's commitment right
excited.
There, man.
She came in and goes, oh my gosh, I can't find this anywhere in Arizona. And she is so excited. She comes to see us once a month. And
that's a deal. I like that.
And gets her cheese.
So one of the things we talked about also is that the, because you have a really heavy background in wine, a sommelier or thereabouts.
Yes.
So we were talking about the similarities between tasting wine and tasting cheese, that they both have the same, how would you want to, I'll let you describe it.
Well, wine hits you in different parts of your mouth. It hits you the front of your palate, your mid palate, or your back palate. There's just ways that you are tasting wine, and sometimes you're tasting something on the front, and then in the middle and the back, if you're drinking a really good wine, you're hitting all three of those spots.
Right.
And cheese is exactly the same, especially cheeses that are infused with things like caramelized onion or bacon cheddars or the mango ginger. It's
or
hitting
that
you.
Hive.
Yeah, we have these. There's this wonderful company that rubs all the rinds with different stuff. So we have a Barely Buzzed, which is a lavender and espresso rubbed. And then we have a Tea Hive that's rubbed with Earl Grey and bergamot oil. And so it's very complex on your palate. When you're tasting something like that, you're going to taste one thing up front and then something else in the back. So I think that's why wine and cheese are such good friends, because they really complement each other.
So, like you two, such good friends.
I know,
friends.
Right?
Look at this. Aww,
wine and cheese.
All right, so, but you have more than cheese.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you have a full menu now, which Okay, what was that sandwich? The horse?
Horsing around.
I love that sandwich. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have it again tomorrow or next day. So you, Kristen, now you're working in the kitchen or you both work in the kitchen?
We both work in the kitchen.
You both are tag teaming it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how did you come about the new dishes that you put on there?
Well, we wanted a sandwich menu, and I think at first, you know, we were like, oh, gourmet grilled cheeses.
Yeah.
You know, because you want cheese to be the focus of what you're doing. And then we realized that we could take it a lot further than that.
Right.
We have all these wonderful jams and spreads and decided, hey, why not put those to use on our sandwich menu and give people something that's really unique, something that they can't just get anywhere.
And a little cross-marketing, because they go back to the store, grab a jar of the jam, take it home, and make their own little
sandwich. Absolutely. Yep. They could buy cheese and jam. Yeah.
Yep.
So you have so on the menu now, you've got the cheese boards.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the sandwiches. How many sandwiches are you on, like five or six?
Four.
We have four right now and we're about to add two more. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the shop itself, you have how many seats? It's not a really big shop, but you do have access to the patio.
Yeah, we have about 15 seats, I would say, between really the patio and okay. inside. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's three two-tops and a four-top inside, and then we have
a four-top and two-tops outside.
Yep. Yep.
So this is what I think is a genius thing, because a lot of times with small operations, you're really just confined. If you were in another location with only 10 or 15 seats, you'd probably be like, oh my gosh, we got to turn and burn or whatever, how you get to pay the bills. But you guys have access to not only the back alley wine bar.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the back alley wine bar, you have a glass of wine or something, you can order food.
Yes.
And who brings it to you?
We do.
You do?
Okay. We do. Rain and shine.
Okay. So you take, so if I'm sitting at the bar, back alley wine bar, I order a glass of wine, I have a menu.
Mm-hmm.
I order it from the server there.
Yep.
And they call you or text you how to get the order.
We have a text system.
Okay.
So she texts us.
And then you bring it over.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Now, that I like. That's kind of conventional. That's, you know, smart. Sherry Shaw did that. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
But I love, and I'm not a friend, I hate QR code menus. But yours makes perfect sense. So tell me about how the QR code came along. Because I think that was your idea or something like that.
Yeah. And we wanted to bring food into the birdcage.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to do it in a way that was easy. We didn't want to change the dynamics of the bar.
Right.
We didn't want to put all of that on the
owners there,
on the bartenders,
right.
or, mm-hmm. you know, in a high volume bar like that, it's, would be pretty rough on the bartenders to just add that all of a sudden.
I would think so. Mm-hmm.
And I had been working there five nights a week up until that point. And so for me, I thought, what would be the best way to do this, the easiest way for everybody? And QR codes are never something that I had looked into.
Right.
And through talking with my sister, we figured it out. She really helped us get that all dialed in and up and running. And it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
We have our flatbreads and our sandwiches on the menu. And then on the other side, there's instructions. So the bartenders just have table stands with numbers. And all the menus are numbered. When you place your order online, there's a spot to input your menu number. And then you just tell your bartender and they give you the correlating table stand. And we come in and deliver.
And the other cool thing about this, because the Birdcage Saloon, if anyone doesn't know what we're talking about Birdcage Saloon on Whiskey Row, is all cash, right?
Yes.
It is.
But if you use a QR code to order your food,
you can do cash or card.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So you can pay for it right then and there, or we have change on us, and when we come over, we
so
can.
So, how late are you open? You open daily, I know, sort of 12, don't you?
12 to 8 Monday through Saturday, okay. and 12 to 6 on Sunday.
So, how's the birdcage situation? I'm thinking that's a gold mine. I'm just thinking, because every time I'll be like, I want food, but they don't have food.
Well,
and there's other places that, other bars that don't have food, which I think is kind of odd.
Well, and as you know, we are all creatures of habit here in Prescott.
Yeah.
You know, people are going out for music on a Sunday at 3 o'clock. Well, I'm going, well, this bar's full. why are there no food orders?
Right.
Well, it's because you're going out to the bar to see a band at 3 o'clock.
Right.
You probably wanted to eat first.
Right.
So now we're seeing, you know, people are realizing that there's food there. They're changing their plans a little bit. They're coming in a little bit earlier to
right.
make sure
oh, nice.
That they order food. So I think it's just been about people changing habits to make it happen.
I think it's a great idea. I love that idea.
And, so, and for those who hate the QR code, you can just call.
You can. Well, you, know, you can. It's true.
Here's my thing. I'm okay when the QR code is practical and makes sense. Like, that makes sense. But when I'm in a restaurant, a full service, sit down restaurant,
yes.
I have to use my phone for a QR code or to pay my bill or they bring me the time. Like,
yes.
I agree.
It. I just mm-hmm. cannot stand it. You know? So, the other thing is, you guys are also doing, you have the store, you've got some kitchen type stuff in there, like little cheese accompaniment things to cut cheese with. I'm trying mm-hmm. to do it with my hands.
Yep. Can't say that on the radio.
Do you have the cheese kits still? Or?
Yes, we have cheese kits.
I love cheese
yep.
kits. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so you have the cheese shop. You've mm-hmm. got the little gourmet gadget section, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lunch menu. Going all day, but you also do private parties, and I think you call them grazing boards.
Well, we do custom charcuteries.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. And so how does that go about?
So I'm and anyone from town could call in, and we get this a lot. We had this over Easter. They'll call in and tell us how many people they're trying to serve, and we'll give them a quote and then make their board for them. But then we also have been doing pairings for wine events at the Back Alley Wine Bar and the Betsy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it. I've not actually been in the Betsy yet. Now, mm-hmm. where's that located?
The Betsy is in a little house across from the Founding Fathers,
okay.
and it is a member-only wine bar.
Okay.
And they do a lot of educational classes, so they will do classes on wines from Argentina, Spain. So we pair specifically for those classes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then also, do you do like, if I wanted to do like a private party in my house and a wine pairing and wine and cheese, would you be able to do it outside?
Absolutely.
So would you go do that or is that?
How I would be willing to go do that. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my. Wait, what the fuck?
I like talking yeah. about wine and cheese.
All right. So the other thing is with food and beverage and hospitality in general, you know, it can be all encompassing. And you both have, you don't only do the shop, you both have other jobs. You have three kids?
Yes.
Three kids? You know, what do you do? Like, because I know you do the welding thing. You got to explain the welding thing to me because I don't, I don't know what it is, but I love the fact that you weld. So you did the bar, where was that? At Atmosphere?
At Atmosphere, yes.
So what made you decide to start welding? Because it doesn't, to me, it's not like a hobby most people would take up. Like, painting, knitting, you know.
I'm an oddball. I don't know. I had a very wonderful regular named Jonathan Decker, and he would come in and just thought for some reason that I would be good at it. He kept bugging me about it. He said, just come to the shop one day.
Yeah.
Just let's see what happens. And I went over there finally after quite a few months of him asking, and I went over and he turned on the welder and left me with a pile of scrap metal and told me he was going to run some errands.
Is that legal?
I said, you can say.
It's probably not safe.
And I said, well, I don't know. He showed me the, you know,
so
wait, the ins
so
and outs
he,
of
he
it,
takes you to the shop, turns on the welder. You have a mask on, right?
Yes.
You have a mask
yes,
on.
Yes, all the safety equipment.
Everything okay.
Every needed.
And he just says, I'll be back in 20 minutes?
Yep. And I...
So what did you do in those 20 minutes? When he was gone, what did you like... Were you... I mean...
I stared at the welder.
I can see this. I picture my head going like, okay.
I stared at the welder. And I, you know, I did. I tacked some things together and I just kind of like very... timidly,
right.
you know, got some stuff going. He came back. He said, how did it go? And I was like, I think I'm going to like it, but I'm terrified.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's work on
it. It's kind of like
this.
Owning a restaurant.
Absolutely. Yeah,
like
exactly. Exactly.
I'm terrified right now, but yeah. I think I'm going to like it.
I think I'm going to like it. Yeah. And so, you know, he worked with me and he showed me the ins and outs of everything. And I fell in love with it. There was something really therapeutic about taking all of these broken pieces of metal
right.
and putting them together and creating something beautiful. And
so
I ended up going there every day over
oh, really?
The next year. every day I was there, and I wanted to be. I still worked at Atmosphere 5 nights a week. I was the sole server there. I put together their craft cocktail list, and with the help of Jonathan, we welded that 8-foot liquor cabinet that you see in there. I love that bar.
It's really impressive. It's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a really fun, nerve-wracking project, but we did it successfully and installed it on Akronite and launched our craft cocktail list.
So you're looking for accent pieces you do at the shop? Like, we can put a metal thing here. We need a metal screen here. We need a... No?
Maybe in a year from now, when we're settled in a little bit, then I'll start taking on side projects welding. But right now... There definitely has been a lack of time to do that. But I do still like to weld in my spare time myself with any.
Well, I just love this story. People cannot appreciate the stress and anxiety that goes into the decision making of opening a business and then actually doing it.
Oh yeah.
And you know, for two people who have been in the industry for so long, you're gonna be great. I'm really happy for both of you. And if you haven't been there, it's the Back Alley Cheese Bar, 220 Goodwin Street in the Firehouse Plaza, where Biff's Bagels used to be.
Yeah, for the Prescottonians, it is the old Biff's Bagels.
Yeah. So, okay, before we go, now we did this, it was in the newspaper last week. So the cheese and the wine pairing. Mm-hmm. What was the one that you would pair with the apricot thing?
The mango ginger Stilton, the Gruner Veltliner.
Gruner Veltliner.
Which is an Austrian white wine.
Now, where do you find that?
Lloyd's Liquors or the Liquor Deli or at the Back Alley Wine Bar. We have it by the bottle.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet. Do you have, on your menu, do you have the cheese pairings with wine on it?
No, but we're about to drop some info on people.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been working on it, and definitely ready to get people those pairings. It's pretty exciting when you start tasting cheese and wine, and you realize how well these things go together. And we're pretty excited to bring that to the table.
Cool, I'm excited for you. Very excited for you. You got to get in and get that horsing around sandwich. What was the squealing?
The squealer.
The squealer was a pork one. Oh, so good.
Yes.
But anyways, my guests today were Tiana Costello and Kristen Rossillo. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you
good.
Did it.
Thank you.
You did it.
Check them out at the Back Alley Cheese Bar at 220 Goodwin Street. Open daily at noon. Closing at 3 on Sundays?
6.
6 on Sundays.
8 p.m. all the other days.
All right, 12 to 8 daily except for Sundays, 12 to 6. You can go to the Back Alley Wine Bar, order the food, they'll bring it across to you, or go to the Birdcage Saloon on Whiskey Row, use a QR code, and they'll bring you some tasty stuff over there also. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to check out my column every Thursday in the Across the Street section of the Daily Courier to see who I'm talking with next. We'll see you next time on The Prescott Palette.
All you need to move ahead is a college that works with you. Yavapai College has degree and certificate programs that can fast-track you for the job you want with schedule options that work with your busy life. The step you take now can secure your future. Take it. Sometimes a classroom or a learning lab is the best way out of the box. YC has classes and certificates in the most sought-after trades. Visit Yavapai College online at yc.edu/admission to register today.
For your next special occasion or to make any occasion special, Torme, Prescott's newest Italian bistro, is a place to meet. Open weekdays for lunch and Monday through Saturday for dinner, Torme offers a selection of creative pasta dishes, fresh seafood, sandwiches, and salads with all sauces and pasta made fresh daily. Torme, not your mom's Italian, but you'll love it even more. Torme, for any occasion, 802 Valley Street in beautiful Prescott, 778-7123.
Let Rafter 11 cater your next special event with a selection of our prepared scones, sandwiches, salads, and bruschetta boards. Rafter 11 Wine Cafe is your one-stop shop for any event. Conveniently located at Center Court in the Prescott Valley Entertainment District. Plan an event on our spacious outdoor patio, in our relaxing dining room, or order ahead for pickup. Rafter 11 Wine Cafe, Coffee Shop, and now your party place, 928-227-2050.
You've been listening to the Prescott Palette on KQ&A 1130 AM every Saturday at 12 noon. If you know someone who's doing great things, have a special event, or just got a great story, drop me a line at presspalette@gmail.com. That's presspalette@gmail.com, and we'll get them on the air. In the meantime, see who I'm talking to every Thursday in the Across the Street section of the Daily Courier and on Facebook at Prescott Palette.